I remember when I was a little girl, I used to talk so much and tell so many stories that my father would give me a tape recorder and say, go in your room, tell the story to the tape recorder, and then later played it for me. And make sure you make up all the voices and all of that. So I would go and do that. But I look at that now, and I look at my life today, and it's pretty much what I do. I still go in a little room and talk into microphones and make up voices. And I thank Dad for that. I am truly a daddy's girl. My dad is in heaven, but I know he watches over me every single day. Those of you who have dads here on earth, well, here's the time to celebrate, right? And some of you are still scrounging around trying to find that special gift for the person who represented fatherhood to you. And if you're still wondering, we've got some last minute great gift ideas for you from my friend Colin Magaro, who's a personal shopper. He's got some great ideas. And listen, and if it's not Father's Day, my goodness, we've got birthdays coming up. Some great gifts for the man in your life coming up right here today on this Father's Day special of Rolanda on Demand. So sit back and enjoy. And be sure to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts. That's R-O-L-O-N-D-A, Rolanda Watts. At Rolanda Watts on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn.
It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda on Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda on Demand.
And for those of you with dads who are still living, you have the gift of giving. Colin Magaro, are you there?
I am here.
I thought that was a nice rhyme to get into you.
That was the perfect one to get into me. I mean, this would be better.
I guess this is Colin Magaro, not only a good friend to me. Colin is a personal shopper and a celebrity stylist. What are some great ideas for us?
You know, listen, the man who, you know, we call our father, our stepfather, whoever that father figure is in our life, giving him a great gift is so important because we want to show our respect and love. So, you know, I think we're in the advent of the age of, you know, gentlemen want to take care of themselves. You know, it's not 30 years ago where a father or your male figure would never say, oh, I'm going to the spa. You know, they would have put it off. So I love the idea, you know, our first gift idea is, what about sending your father to the spa? Or, better yet, going with him. You can go, you can get a very cool haircut, you can get a little close shave, you can get a manicure, a pedicure, you know, any of those things that encourages your father to take a breath, to relax, and, of course, to have that time together.
To have some me time and bonding time. I like that. Men are more metro these days, I will admit. I do see a lot more men coming into the nail salon.
Exactly. Exactly. There's nothing better than a well-dressed, well-groomed gentleman. That's for anybody.
And one who smells good, too.
Mm-hmm. And that's the next gift idea. So what about a great cologne? You know, gentlemen don't often want to have to go out and grab something themselves, or, you know, they get into one thing, like maybe they like polo, and then they wear that cologne the rest of their lives because they don't want to go to the store and see what else is out there. So what about a great cologne? Or even with companies like Bond Number 9 and other smaller cologne and perfume type stores, you can even go in and create a custom scent. So then you get the double duty. You get the great scent for your father, and you've custom created it, which, I don't know, it's kind of a little extra way to say I love you.
Sure. That sounds good. I can still smell Aramis. When I smell Aramis, that's my dad. And he used to plow it on.
Well, but you know, that's, give him a little advice.
I think that for those of us who will be celebrating our fathers who are dearly departed this Father's Day, it is the little things like that, like the smell of my dad, that you, little things that we'll remember as well. So you're starting tradition as well if you get your dad a cologne. What are some other really hot items to get for dad for Father's Day? As we're listening to Colin Magaro. He is a celebrity stylist and a personal shopper. And for those of us who are racing out, here's some great ideas from Colin. Go on, Colin.
Okay, so the next one is electronics. What man doesn't love electronics? And for that matter, you know, plenty of women love them too, but since we're talking about Father's Day, you know, there are great things out there. Do a really cool cell phone upgrade. Maybe get your father a new iPad so you can bring him into, you know, into technology if he's not such a technological person. And then do something great. If you're giving your father an iPad, when he turns it on, have a message that pops up that says, Happy Father's Day, I love you. Or maybe bring up some memory of something you guys have done together in the past. You know, I think it's a great way of always reminding your father how much you love him. You know, every time he picks up that piece of electronic equipment, he'll think of it. But then also when that message pops up, it's totally, you know, like we talked about gifts for the graduate, it gives them that little extra special something every time they look at it. And I just think that's so spectacular.
That is. Creating memories.
That's right.
And
that's
also
right.
Something that's useful as well. That's always good.
Absolutely.
For the gadgetry dad.
And maybe even if he isn't, this is a great way to get him to be more gadget-friendly. So the next one, you know, is completely on the other end. Most of the men in my life, I know, love to have a great cocktail in the evening. And, you know, now it's not just about drinking beer. It is really about having a great cocktail at dinner. So what about doing something like a special ginger syrup if your father loves to have a dark and stormy? What about getting incredible olives brought in from one of the supermarkets that you go to if your father likes to drink a dirty martini? And, you know, it's a base gift, but still it's something special that you can share with him. You can have that drink together if you are of the drinking age. You know, you can really sort of, again, create those memories. And it's also sort of thoughtful. It's different. It's not the typical, oh, let me get my father a tie, or let me take him golfing. And there's nothing wrong with either of those. But, you know, gift giving should be about the experience you create for the receiver of that gift.
That's right. And you know what? They always say that, you know, because I'm so guilty of if I buy somebody something, I buy one for them, one for me, because my chances are I'm buying something I would want to get. So,
exactly.
You know, you kind of think of it that way, too. But when it comes to you make up the perfect point when it comes to gift giving, and that is thoughtful thinking. So when you're thoughtful, what is to explain to us is, because as you're a personal shopper, you have to be thoughtful, you have to be observant, you have teach us ways that we could kind of psych out Dad, because my dad would never say what he wanted. He would always say, like, oh, don't spend any money on me, but you know you had to get him a gift. And I would be like, I just wish you would just tell me, you know. So how
exactly.
Do you go about being thoughtful? How do we listen? How do we pick up on things?
You know, the great ways to be thoughtful are this, and we all know that my father did the same thing before he passed, so don't waste your money, don't give me anything. This is how you do it. In your day-to-day life, we all pay attention to what we're doing, when we're driving, when we're in our homes and we're doing something, when we're spending that moment with somebody. So sort of, you know, even on your phone, create a little notepad that says, if you're out doing something with your father and you notice that he happens to like that very cool golf club, well, then this is the perfect opportunity to make a note and say, okay, Father's Day or Christmas or whatever is coming around, so you know that that's there. Look at his wardrobe. See what he's missing. Does he love to collect watches? Does he love to collect cufflinks? You know, they're very easy gifts to give, but something that will be special. If you happen to be out at a ball game and he mentions somebody's really cool jacket, or you know that he loves going to see a Lakers game and hasn't had that opportunity, then, you know, you can kind of put that in the back of your mind and you know to go on one of the ticket websites and get him really cool tickets. Is there a meal that you've gone and had and he absolutely raved about the steak, the lobster, the French fries, whatever? Well, then create an experience around that. You know, we watch people every day. And the fact of the matter is that we just need to teach ourselves to be perceptive as much as possible so that we really are giving a great gift. I mean, as a personal shopper, my job is to know everything about my clients, to know their likes, their dislikes, their loves, and how to make the people in their lives happy. So I have to notice everything, and it just becomes natural once you start doing it.
Absolutely. My dad was such a dapper dresser. He was always on the cutting edge of fashion, and I just love that about him. If you were going to get Dad something for Father's Day, and we are moving into the summer season, can you give us a hint? Because you're the personal shopper here, Colin McGarrow, stylist and personal shopper and declutterer of Rolanda's Closet and and many others. But, Colin, what are we going to see in fashion for the fashionable dad? What's going to be hot for men this summer?
Listen, now we're really on my favorite topic. I mean,
I know,
what better than fashion? Thank you so much for that. You know, for summer and really for any season, one thing that I think all gentlemen need are custom-made dress shirts. And that, you know, sort of scares people because they think, oh, my God, they're so expensive. But there's such great companies out there now where you can get a beautiful dress shirt that's tailored and made for you so that you look your best all the time. And I think a gentleman in a well-tailored dress shirt, I mean, certainly your father was beautifully dressed, Rolanda, my father was, and I think that was sort of a staple in their wardrobe, and that's something that we can give as a gift and encourage them to have. Other things, you know, really great slacks. Every gentleman needs a great pair of slacks in their wardrobe, and in the summer you can break out with, you know, lighter colors, beautiful dove grays, maybe a steel blue, something that is interesting, that they feel great in, that they can, you know, run around with you, or they can go on a date night or whatever they want to be. And then color. You know, gentlemen tend to be, unless they have a wife, a partner, a son, whatever, that, you know, pushes them a little bit out of their comfort zone, they tend to always want to wear
neutral. If they have a gay
you know,
son,
really,
it helps.
Yeah, if they have a gay son, it absolutely helps.
Absolutely helps.
Absolutely. My daddy loves a pink shirt, and it's probably because I pushed him into it. But, you know, it really is about color is really great for gentlemen. If you're a little bit tired, if you've been traveling, whatever it is, you put on a beautifully colored shirt, a great saturation, you know, a pink, a purple, a blue, even a great pinstripe, it changes the way you look and feel about yourself. So the same way that we would do it for a woman, gentlemen should be doing the same because it just puts a spring in your step, and what better for summer than to have a great color on that draws the attention to you.
Absolutely. I tell you what, I love, and maybe it's California, I'm not sure, I don't care where it is, I love seeing men in those pastels, the pinks, the lime greens, the baby blues. I think that is so sexy. Stephen in the chat room says, whatever we do, do not give dad ties. He says, no ties. What is it? Ties are played out?
It's not that ties are played out. You know, there's certain
it's just
gifts
so obvious.
That come around. Exactly. It's the obvious, like, oh, crap, I forgot it was Father's Day, so I ran to, you know, one of the local stores and grabbed
right,
ties.
Right, and
Stephen is making... Yeah, exactly. Stephen is making a great point. You can so easily give a thoughtful gift that, you know, not a tie. Maybe go for the cufflinks. Maybe, you know, go for that cool outing. Or, you know, even if your father loves going to theme parks, why not take him to Universal or a theme park in your area and just go and have, like, a dad and child day. Like, relive those moments of your childhood with your father. Because, Rolanda, you and I certainly know in a moment's notice our parents can pass. And we want to have those special memories to always carry with us and to have that love in our heart. And so enjoy
that's
it when
right.
our father's alive. Do this great stuff. Really go out and do amazing things. Or, you know, I remember 3 years ago I took my father to the Bugatti driving school, and we went and raced Bugattis for an afternoon. Now, granted, that's an extreme, but what a great thing. I mean, my father was a car man. There was nothing cooler that I could have given him outside of buying him a Bugatti, and, you know, I haven't won the $500 million jackpot yet, so that's not happening. But it
How
was a
cool
memory that we got to share. Yeah.
And look at exactly what you said. Look at the memory you created for that Father's Day. Oh, gosh.
Absolutely.
I remember giving my dad loved to go to Vegas, and that was
love
his
it.
Big thing. So I went and got a bunch of dollar bills and piled them up. It looked like a big wad of money, and I put it in a box. And he, you know, my dad always wanted to be like a baller, a roller. And when he opened that box, you know, it's like 100 single dollar bills or something. But he was so excited, and it was like, go live it up in Vegas and have a lucky day. Or as my dad always said, have a sunny day. He was sunny work. And that's the way he parties. Honey, we're going to have a good time next Father's Day. So, Colin, you and I know the deal. We're telling people, with your dad still around, enjoy the day and really put some thought behind that gift. Colin McGarro, personal shopper and celebrity stylist, thank you so much for joining me, my darling. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for having me. Have an awesome Sunday, and thanks for listening in, everybody.
That's right, and I know you'll be back in the hood.
It's Rolanda.
So I go out to the restaurant. Charles says, oh, you look divine with your hanging moons. I said, my what? Pointing to my chest. And I'm going, first of all, Charles, I love you to death. You're my friend. But in America, you don't look at a woman and say, hanging anything. I said, couldn't you have said something like rising sunsets, my cresting ellipses? He says, that was a compliment where I come from.
There's more Rolanda next.
It's Rolanda.
Ro, she says, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about too, is that it's going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect. Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
I've heard people who say walking is the body's way of praying. It's just that involuntary thing that God put us together to do.
You know, it's true. And the thing that athletes do when they're preparing for an event is they do sports-specific training. So if I'm going to do a cycling event, I cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, walking is our activity for our event, which is life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.